Your Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects. Is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats scored first in this game tonight. They were pinned back on their own 13 to start the game after a penalty on the opening kickoff, and then another penalty put them on their own 8. But on second and 13 from the 10, Cam Porter broke off a 44-yard run into Duke territory. That would lead to a 44-yard Jack Olson field goal. Just about 3 minutes into the game, the Wildcats were up 3-0. But after the Cats' second possession ended with an interception, Duke got it at the Northwestern 29, and quarterback Malik Murphy would throw to his wide receiver Eli Pankol, 16 yards for the touchdown. Duke was ahead 7-3. Stayed that way into the second quarter. The Cats punting the ball to the Blue Devils, but Quayshon Brown of Duke muffed the punt. It was recovered by Robert Fitzgerald of the Wildcats at the Duke 11. And second and 8, a roughing the passer penalty helped the Cats further. They got it down to the 4-yard line of the Blue Devils. Trips left, single receiver right, first and goal at the 5. The Wildcats look to regain the lead. Snap to right. Hands to Porter. Porter breaks the tackle. He's in. Touchdown, Northwestern. Cam Porter. First touchdown of the year. 13th of his career. And the Wildcats go back in front with 6:32 to go here in the first half. It was 10-7 Northwestern. That would be the score at halftime. In the opening moments of the third quarter, though, the Cats would block a Duke punt. Noah Taylor of the Wildcats blocked it. Joe DeHaan recovered it at the Duke 9. But the Cats ended up settling for a field goal try. Jack Olson's 29-yard attempt hit the upright. No good. They would intercept Malik Murphy on the ensuing possession. But the Cats then turned it over themselves. Caleb Komolafe fumbled. It was recovered by Duke near midfield. That led to Todd Polino's 49-yard field goal to tie the game 10-10 with 7 minutes to go in the third. Early in the fourth quarter, the Cats regained the lead. Olson a 35-yarder, and that made it 13-10 Northwestern, and it stayed that way till late. Later in the fourth quarter, Polino would miss a field goal try. Cats took over with just over 5 minutes to go, punted it back to Duke, and the Blue Devils drove from their own 45 to the Northwestern 22, where Murphy appeared to fumble the ball. It was ruled a fumble recovered by Northwestern. That was a call on the field. It was overturned by replay. Duke would drive down to the Northwestern 4, and with 14 seconds left, Polino would kick a 22-yard field goal to tie the game. This was the game-tying kick. For the tie for Duke. Here's the snap. Kick by Polino on the way, and the kick is good. And we are tied with 15 seconds to go. And that would send the game into overtime. Duke won the toss, elected to play defense first. And the Wildcats put their offense on the field, drove it down from the Duke 25 down to the 10, mainly on the legs of Cam Porter. Snap to right, gives to Porter, takes it up, off left tackle to the 5, reaching for the pylon. Touchdown, Cam Porter! A 10-yard touchdown run, his second touchdown tonight, and the Wildcats in overtime go back in front. 20-13 with the extra point. Duke then put their offense on the field. They needed just one play. Duke first down at the Northwestern 25, and Murphy's going to throw. He's heading towards the end zone. Moore over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Duke.
Just like that.
One play. One play, the game was tied at 20. Into overtime number 2, Duke on offense first. Took him a couple of plays this time. The snap to Murphy. Looks to throw, left side of the end zone. Pankol's got it for the touchdown.
Yeah, back shoulder throw right there. Perfectly drawn up, well executed. On the mark, two plays, they score.
Duke was up 26-20, required to go for two in the second overtime, and the two-point conversion attempt was an incomplete pass, no good. So the Cats still had hope, and they would drive down from the Duke 25 to the 3-yard line where they had 3rd and 1, and on an option play, the quarterback, Mike Wright, was tackled for an 8-yard loss, bringing up 4th and 9 at the 11, and Wright's pass to the back of the end zone didn't miss by much, but it fell incomplete, and Duke wins it by a score of 26 to 20.